Good afternoon, everyone. How you doing out there? Wonderful. I'm good. Thank you. I never get the question back. That was very nice. My name's Diana Chittister. It's truly an honor to be here with you this afternoon. I had a wonderful experience talking with Marty Miller yesterday about her son, Lane. There's a lot that I can tell you about him, but I think the very fact that he joined the military in the way he did is going to sum up so much of the person that he was. He joined the military after 9/11, and specifically after Pat Tillman was killed. There was a different feeling that he had. He felt he had to do more for his country. He had already gone through college, and he had been working for a little while when he decided to join the military. So this meant he was about 27 years old when he joined. And in military years, apparently that makes you an old man. So he was nicknamed Old Man. I am sorry. Yes, we'll make it a little easier. But it wasn't just because of his age. What you'll find out as I go through this song is that many of the soldiers that he worked with, many of the people on his team, they looked to him for guidance. And it was actually his job. He was the primary communicator. And so when his team was out on a mission, it was up to him to make sure everybody got back safely. And he took that job so seriously that at one point he actually put in a 32-hour shift. The military had sent relief for him. He could have chosen to leave, but he didn't. He wanted to stay there until every single one of his soldiers was back safely. And it was actually that very passion that ended up where he lost his life in battle in Baghdad. But I think it's important that we know that his life wasn't taken, it was given. At one point, he actually told his mother, Marty, that he was joining because if it meant that his life would save the life of a younger father or even younger soldier, then that to him was worth it. And he made a promise to her that he would be strong and made her promise that very thing back. So this is a song that I wrote for Lane and for Marty called Time to Be Strong. I'm so long-winded, and I always forget a detail. But Lane was a harmonica player, and I am not. So I have invited Brent Kirby up here to take over the harmonica part that I thought was very important that it made it its way into this song.